Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, gentle undecideds, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever piece of the space and time continuum that you currently occupy, welcome to episode 50 of Apologies Up Front. I am your host. This week I am identifying as a very tired human with some genitals. For legal reasons, you'll have to call me Kigo, and it is episode 50. Can't believe it. I've just been too tired to talk to you, with gigs and all that sort of stuff going on. So, but no, it is great to speak to you. It is, what day is it? It is the 11th of April today. I hope you're all well. I hope the year is going better than your last year. I think the sun is finally out behind me. And yeah, it's been a busy one. We had a gig in the Mermaid Theatre there, which was great. Organizing things is not my strong suit, but it went off really, really went off really well. Went well. Nothing went off. Excuse me, I have a slight Coke problem. Coke Zero. Delicious. I have a new microphone here, so you should be able to hear me loud and clear. Not too loud, hopefully. But yeah, all is going well. All is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Yeah, we had the mermaid gig, which went well. We had art, we had music, we had photography, we had comedy. We had a long day of setting it up, and much like back in the day in wrestling, you have to clean up after yourself. So I cleaned up after everybody. But it was great, great fun. So we'll see if we jump back in there. Another few gigs coming up just at the beginning. We've got I'm doing I Confuse Easy in Doyle's Corner in Phibsborough, which is magic. Little penthouse suite up the top where they do the gigs. Penthouse. There's a bar there. Every ticket has a free pint with it, which is great. Alex J. Byrne's going to host. Emily Bradley, who is a comedy hurricane, is going to be there as well. So it's going to be great fun. That's kind of June the 7th. And then I've got a couple of gigs in the Mill Theatre. So I'm doing a, I'm setting up a comedy showcase, the best of Irish. Because, you know, looking behind the curtain, not enough comedy clubs. And then not enough good comedy clubs. And then there's a lot of comedy clubs who book the same people, which is fine. I'm not giving out about that. That's just the way it is, you know what I mean? So I'm just setting up my own little piece of the world. So we get the Mermaid, a couple other clubs running, but I have two gigs coming up in the Mill Theatre in Dundrum, July the 13th. So I'm flying in from the family holiday that morning, and then we're getting set up in the Mill Theatre. I'm putting that bill together. It's going to be brilliant. So yeah, keep an eye out for that, KegoLaughs.com. And then I'm doing my own show, I Confuse Easy, in the Mill Theatre on August the 17th. Relatives over from the States, so I kind of thought I'd organise a gig and let them see me in all my glory hole. The silence after that was really inappropriate, but yes, I hope you're all well. But yeah, in terms of what else has been going on, just been writing, messing, working. I actually was out drinking with the old man for his birthday. I brought him to the Aviva for Leinster versus v Leicester, right? We're sitting in the posh seats, and when you've got that cushion under your arse and you're that close to the bar, it just makes everything so much easier. The Guinness was tasting good that day. We had so much that the next morning when I tried to turn my phone on with the facial recognition, my phone didn't recognize me. That's how rough it was. So yeah, soldiered on through, but yeah, life flashed before me there. But settled it down with a couple of Polish beers that morning. Drank enough to be able to pronounce the Polish words written on the bottle, so it was good fun. But yeah, no, it's the old man's birthday coming up, so we're going out for another lunch, a family lunch, which always degenerates into a family piss up, and then you're kind of walking that tightrope of family days out where you start looking at each other the wrong way. The beauty of a family dinner. But no, it should be good fun. Going to eat all of the Italian in an Italian restaurant, so it should be good. But there's a couple of things I was doing today while obviously working hard. My boss is listening. Do you know when a newspaper, they kind of make a headline and they don't see it's funny until it's too late, it's already out on the shelves? Like there was one there was, I remember there was like births and deaths and all that sort of stuff, and the couple had a kid called Andrew. Their surname is Peacock, but they were calling him Drew, like as in Andrew Drew in the speech quotation marks, Peacock. So people are going to call him Drew Peacock, Drew Peacock, Drew Peacock. Brilliant. Stuff like that. So I was just Googling around here and I found a few of them, and some of them are brilliant, right? These are real headlines. From, I don't know where they're from though, but Iraqi head seeks arms, which is very funny. Something went wrong in jet crash, expert says. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers, which I think all jaywalkers should be run down. That's fair enough. Enraged cow injures farmer with axe. So the comma after farmer there. So it's not the farmer had the axe, it's the cow had the axe. If you have to explain the joke, I suppose it doesn't really work, does it? teacher strikes idle kids. Teacher strikes idle kids. I don't know. And then miners refuse to work after death, which is a bit like me after going drinking with the old man. Like, that's sometimes how I feel. I don't want to go to work after death. But yeah, no, I'm trying to think if there's been anything else really been going on, because I just wanted to catch up nice and quick, you know. I don't know why I find these therapeutic. I quite enjoy them, but they don't really say anything. Here's another one. War dims hope for peace. If strike isn't settled quickly, it may last a while. You see? Some of these are brilliant, though. This is from the Irish Times, right? It was about a bridge, I can't, over the Shannon somewhere. And the headline is, the picture of the bridge, and it says, red tape holds up new bridges. And I'm like, oh, okay, I thought there was engineers behind that with pulley systems and all that sort of stuff. sorry, I don't know why I'm funny. It makes me laugh. Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead. Excuse me. Hospitals are sued by 7-foot doctors. The world is brilliant sometimes, you know what I mean? You read about all this bad news, all this bullshit, and then all of a sudden, enraged cow injures farmer with axe. That's all we really need, isn't it? But no, it's a very quick catch-up. I hope you're well. I hope your April the 11th, 2024 is better than April the 11th, 2023. And yeah, I will talk to you soon. I think we'll have a bit of news coming up soon, when I can announce that those big gigs that I've just told you about that I shouldn't have said out loud. Let me tell you what's happening next week. We've got a couple of gigs going on next week. So I'm going to, there's a new club in town, which I'm trying to load up on my screen. Is it Yamamori? Why is that not working? Sorry. I should have been prepared, but I wasn't. Why is my website not working? Network changed. What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know how this thing works. Instagram. Come on. Why? My internet has stopped working. I don't know what the story is. This is what happens when you try to work. So yeah, it is. Oh, here we go. I'll get this up on the screen for you. Am I still recording? Face ID. It actually didn't recognize my face there either. So yeah, apologies. I am not my usual self today. Let's try and get this going. Computers are stupid. Here we go. So next week, if it ever loads up, I need to figure out why that's not linking. But anyway, another story. 16th of April, Juicy Koi. That's what it was called. I couldn't remember what the name of the club was. Juicy Koi, right? Anna Clifford's on. Who else is there? Edwin Salmon, Becky Cheadle, Stephen Robert Walters, Barry Lyson, Emily Bradley, and myself, sponsored by White Claw. So you can come along, have a claw with me, and not gain any weight. But yeah, where is this? hang on, I should have checked this. Yamamori, Great Strand Street. I don't know where that is, but come along anyway. It'll be a bit of crack. And then we would kind of roll into, I'm down in Waterford supporting Alex J. Byrne, 26th of April. And then we kind of, I'm up in May, in Prohibition Comedy in Armagh in May. And then we can start to run into the big shows in Doyle's and then the two in the Mill. So it's going to be nice and busy. Nice and busy, which is the my nickname in college. But most importantly, I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. I hope you are feeling strong and sexy within yourself. Because when you are strong and sexy within yourself, you can put the sexy out there in the world. And we I need you to put the sexy out in the world. So, hug those you love, tolerate those you don't, and always put sexy out in the world.